The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include roots music, early music, literary readings, experimental jazz, and a whole lot more. It's your last chance to catch Well-Intentioned White People, a timely racial drama by playwright Rachel Lynette, ending its world premiere run at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass. This weekend. The play finds its lead character, Cass, forced into making an example of it by her well-intentioned roommate and the dean of her hip and liberal university after a racial incident she would simply just rather forget. Looking to make tenure and not wanting to ruffle any feathers, Cass is pushed by her community to lead a diversity day on her own behalf and is asked to be the face of her race. The play is a poignant and surprisingly funny look at how, in the pursuit of real change, good intentions are not always good enough. This weekend, the 4th annual Old Tone Roots Music Festival, featuring over 30 bands on 3 stages, takes place at Cool Whisper Farm in North Hillsdale, New York. The festival, which grows by leaps and bounds each year, features workshops, a dance tent, jam sessions, contests, and of course, plenty of performances by a diverse range of artists, including Foghorn String Band, Carl Shiflett and Big Country Show, Tuba Skinny, Bill and the Bells, and Hubby Jenkins. The festival, which began yesterday and runs today through Sunday, is unabashedly traditional. They say that old tone musicians play the old songs in the old ways and compose new songs in the old styles. The festival also features local food, craft, and vintage vendors. New York City-based early music ensemble Tenet Vocal Artist performs its Uno Plus One Italia Nostra program, focusing on the revolutionary breakthroughs in vocal style that were championed by Monteverdi and his contemporaries as part of the Music and More series at the historic Meeting House in New Marlborough, Mass. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Sopranos Jolie Greenleaf and Molly Quinn will be accompanied by harpsichordist Jeffrey Grossman and theorbist Adam Cockerham in Saturday's program. It's early music, so be sure not to be late. It's a busy weekend in Hudson, New York, with several events, including the opening of Americana, celebrating our checkered past and present, featuring monumental artworks by Charlotta Janson, many of which focus on civil disobedience and the ongoing struggle for civil rights in our nation. The exhibit inaugurates the opening of the Hudson Milliner Art Salon on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Authors Lynn Tillman, Christy Coulter, and Caroline Krumpacker read at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading series. Lynn Tillman, who teaches at the University of Albany, is getting a lot of attention lately for her newest novel, Men and Apparitions. And Hudson's own superstar composer, bandleader, and drummer, Bobby Previtt, brings his quartet, The Visitors, featuring young and upcoming stars of the Brooklyn scene, to Club Helsinki Hudson on Monday night at 8 p.m. The Visitors are a guitar and keyboard-based electroacoustic quartet that plays all new music. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.